Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do every month, we enjoy it when members of the Hastings City Council stop by and recap the most recent Hastings City Council meeting. And, you know, most people, when they think of the DMV, they kind of roll their eyes because it's a bad experience. Not us. We're so happy because we have Dawn Marie Virichoff is here today, and we are darn excited to chat it up with her and learn more about her, but also learn more about what went on in the most recent meeting. Dawn, really nice to see you because you are relatively new to the council, and I think it would be great if we had an opportunity for you to share your new position. And I mean, it's not a new position, but you have assumed a position. Tell our listeners, please.
Oh, I would love to. First of all, Mo, I just have to thank you so much for inviting me over today. I have lived in Hastings for just under 20 years now, and I admire this radio station, and I love the local coverage that you all do of sports, of school board meetings, of things like this that are important to our community, city council meetings. So quite frankly, I'm honored that you invited me over, so thank you. Yes, so I am new to the Hastings City Council, but not new to Hastings. I'm a mom. My husband's name is Dan. We have a daughter named Mari, who is in ninth grade at Hastings High School, and she's a swimmer and a diver. So that means that if I'm not running around doing volunteer work or working or at home, that means I call it poolside. I am poolside. So I send a lot of emails poolside because she's always swimming or diving.
Is it still super humid in the pool area?
It is. We are very fortunate. Hastings Raiders has wonderful, wonderful swimming and diving coaches as the club and the rec team, and my family has benefited from those greatly over the last 10 years. And so when I saw that Tina Fulch, who was the previous city council member for Ward 1, had happy news to share that she was engaged and she was getting married, but that also meant that she was moving just over the river over to Hudson.
So she was your representative for quite a while.
She was, yes, she was. And so I thought, you know what? I love this community. I care about it a lot. You know, I've got a great background in that I've worked in nonprofits, fundraising, and leadership for years and years now. And I thought, you know what? I think I might be able to make a little bit of a difference here. I've got a new neighborhood. I moved to Cowtown about 2.5 years ago. My neighbors have been so welcoming. It is so much fun living on the river over there. And I thought, why don't I just step forward? I mean, one of the things that we say in our family is, what's the worst that can happen? Somebody says no? That's okay. That's all right. Dust yourself off. And so I thought, let me go. Let me talk to these city councilors and let me see. What's the worst that they'll say? No thanks. But they said, hey, we think that you'd be really fun to work with. And I said, I think so too. And so here we are. So I was sworn in March. So I've got a couple of different committee and council meetings under my belt.
And you're making contributions because I watch your meetings.
You know, I kind of geek out on that stuff. I think that when you live in town and when you care about local issues, that it's important to watch your school board meetings, to watch your city council meetings and your HEDRA meetings and your historic preservation committee meetings. You know, that's where the real work that impacts, I think, our neighbors and our blocks and our local businesses, that's where that work happens. And I feel really fortunate to be a part of that.
How did you first, though, approach this? I mean, was it something that you kind of mulled about, or had Tina not resigned, was it something you maybe had thought you might want to run someday?
Yeah. Oh, that is a fantastic question. And so I did warn you, Mo, I'm a little bit of a talker. So you just have to wave
so
me
happy.
Off and just say,
no, this makes my life
DMV,
easier.
Stop talking. This is way more than anybody wants to know. But I'm the oldest of four kids. My siblings and I are very close. We all probably talk and text and share pictures of our nieces. I have 13 nieces. Of our nieces, yep, every day. I know, isn't that
no
crazy?
No little nephews.
I know.
That's ironic.
13 nieces. Yeah. And so growing up, my mom was a journalist. And so what that meant for a mom with four kids would mean that she would say, okay, everybody pack your backpacks. We are going off to the baseball field tonight. I've got to cover a story. or there's a fire 20 minutes away and there's not a local reporter that's covering it, we're going out there. And it also meant that our dining room table got taken over every Thursday night when my mom would lay out the entire issue of her newspaper. You know, this was before the days of computer software and things that could do those things.
I bet that was inspiring for you, though, as a girl, to see your mom be a girl boss. I mean, to be in charge like that.
Exactly. And so I watched my mom, you know, be one of the only people that would go to city planning meetings or school board meetings. And so I grew up knowing that there was important work being done by dedicated people who cared about their community. And so I loved seeing that. And so it's kind of been in the back of my mind for a while to see which way can I best be of service to my community. The way that I've kind of done that over the past couple of years is just through basic volunteer work with booster clubs or at the school, or even just I find as simple as reaching out to our local teachers and saying, hey, we appreciate you. Do you need any school supplies? Do you want me to send my kiddo in with like snacks for your class or tissues, or is there a kid in need? I'm a firm believer that we all do better when we all do better. It's also how my mother raised us. And so I think that as long as somebody has something to give and a voice that they can lend to important issues, I think why not? Yeah, let's try and do something good together. Mm. I believe in Hastings. I love that this is my community. And so that's why I stepped forward. Sorry, that was a really long answer to your question.
No, it was a wonderful answer. So what have you gleaned so far from your consult time? Any surprises, things that maybe surprised you?
You know, one thing that was a very happy surprise so far about city council work has been the incredible staff. There is such a team that comes together in so many ways behind the scenes to make sure that our parks are beautifully maintained and cleaned up, that we've got great, responsible, smart, dedicated, well-trained first responders that when somebody needs help, they go out immediately. Even just today on my way here, I reached out to City Hall and I said, you guys, I'm so sorry to ask this, but my printer at home knows that I wanted to print something, so of course it's refusing. Could somebody just print this out for me before I go and see Mo at the radio station? And they said, oh, sure, it'll just be waiting for you at the front desk. There's just so many folks that work in so many different departments that I think make our city just a wonderful place to live, to work, to raise a family, to retire. I think they're all kind of heroes in a way that might never actually see the light of day, because I think with a lot of that work, you don't know about it unless something's wrong.
It's so true. Or you don't acknowledge it unless something's wrong. Then you crab about it.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nice if we could pick up the phone and tell people what a great job they're doing?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So, and you know, listen, I get it. When things are going wrong or when you're concerned, absolutely. And especially for your city council member, call up, complain, tell them what's wrong. But the thing that I say about that is, listen, if you have a problem and you want to complain, you can totally come and sit by me. Let's moan about it and drag our feet and say this isn't okay. But the thing is that once we've done that, now we're a team. And so the next thing we have to do is we have to figure out how to solve it together. Because now you've shared it with me, and now I can't just sit on it. Now we got to figure it out together. So you can totally complain and moan about it, but then we got to get up and we got to figure out the next steps. And I think that there's a really good team in place for that in the city of Hastings. That's been my experience so far. Our city staff has been incredibly welcoming to me and sat down and did orientations with me and took me through, you know, what a job looks like in public works and what the priorities are of the police and the fire department and some of the wonderful resources of the library, or what's going on with the Cowtown Park, what I called Cowtown Park, Lake Isabel Park, over in Parks and Rec. So I feel really, really fortunate. I feel like I've had to hit the ground running, but I think that there's a really good group of folks that help to make the city successful every
day.
Oh,
I'm so excited for you. This is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk. We had a recent city council meeting. And
ask me anything. I took good notes last night.
You're so nice. Hopefully. Well, let's just head down the agenda.
Sure.
And you please do call out some of the things that you wanted to chat about.
Yes. Mayor Mary, as I affectionately call her. Years and years and years ago, I met Mayor Mary because we ended up living on the same block.
Oh.
Yes. So that was a lot of fun. She was a lot of fun to have as a neighbor years ago. But she introduced me a proclamation for the veterans of foreign wars and the buddy poppy. And so I have one in my purse for you here, Mo. But
thank
I'm hoping
you.
That there'll be lots of folks around town that will be wearing this month that very familiar little red poppy that you can probably get at the VFW and lots of other local supporting establishments here in Hastings. And so she introduced that to us. And so we love when there's proclamations for city council, we all get to read a section of that proclamation. And I don't think there's ever a city meeting that goes by where somebody, especially me, learns something new. And so that was great to learn about last night.
Wonderful.
So we appreciate
well, that's
that.
So good.
Good start to the meeting.
Yes.
One of the things that I don't want to forget about is that we've had some concerns lately. These probably aren't new concerns to longtime Hastings residents, but there have been some different changes and guidelines in what the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says is safe for our water limits. And so Hastings Water has not changed in any capacity, but the guidelines that regulate that do. And so I want to remind any listener that this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the Hastings High School, the city has coordinated to make sure that there's state and federal agencies there to answer questions. I will be there. Let us know what your questions, what your concerns are, so that we can make sure that they are being addressed. We know that lots of other nearby neighbors, Cottage Grove, for example, has had a lot of these public forums, and we want to do well at this one, too. So if you have questions, please come out to that.
And that's something that is going to be addressed on an ongoing basis. That's it's a big issue.
It is.
And so I know that Hastings is taking it very seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Thursday night. I want to hear from some of my neighbors, some other Hastings residents, and I'm really looking forward to hear what some of the representatives from some of those other agencies can offer in terms of guidance or maybe even answer some of those tougher questions.
So let's go back then at the very beginning of the meeting.
Sure.
You always have a consent agenda.
We do.
Yes. So are there some things here you would like to pull out?
I would love to pull out a couple of things. And so just in thinking through the agenda, so we all get sent the packet is, you know, for public knowledge, we all review it. And so for me on Sunday night, I usually take like a good 2-3 hours and sit there and I go through and I make notes and I think, you know, how do I want to think about this? Does this require a vote? Do I need some kind of questions answered from city staff? One of the things that we started off with was recognizing some donations to the Parks and Recreation Department. I can't think of a sweeter and better way to honor maybe somebody that's passed away in your family, which I know I see the Henn family did here. I know that they lost somebody beloved in their family. Yes. And so they actually used to be my neighbors. So I was very happy to see them on there. They donated a bench. And there were some other families and local businesses. And of course, the incredible Hastings Family Services that came forward to give some donation to our Parks and Rec Department. So I'm sure that you can imagine very quickly that we all were very grateful and very much approving of those gifts. Let's see, one of the questions that did come forward and we had a little bit of a conversation on was some of the changes that are being made to some of our Parks and Rec City Code ordinances. And so Chris Jenkins, who is the head of Parks and Rec for years and years now, he came forward and explained this to us, and that while these may seem like changes, what this really is a cleaning up of some of that kind of legal language. And so I think that prior, what it was is there were lots of different rules and regulations that were just kind of smashed together. And so what he's done is he's stepped back and said, let's take a minute. Let's think through what do leash laws need to look like. We've had changes in alcohol beverages, right? So seltzers and beers and things like that can be different. And so let's make sure that we are combining that all to have really clear, thoughtful language for our city ordinances. And so we had a little bit of a conversation on that. And then went ahead and passed that through as well. So no big surprises there, but I think it's helpful for the public to always know when changes are being made to things that could impact them.
So is that also then the pickleball, does that fall under him as well?
It does. Who isn't excited about the pickleball courts?
It's crazy.
And the grand opening. networking event is coming up. And then, Mo, is it okay if I talk? You can kick me under the desk if you want me to stop. So you and I actually met, I want to say, let's see, my daughter's 15. I think it was 15 years ago. It was through tennis lessons through community ed. And my very sweet neighbor said, we're doing tennis lessons. It wasn't Mayor Mary, though. It was a different neighbor at that time. She said, there's this really great lady that teaches tennis lessons, and she's really, really fun, and we're going to sign up, and we're going to do this. And so it was the two couples. It was me and my husband and another couple, and you were such an incredible coach. We were terrible.
So nice.
We were newbies, and you were so patient with us.
I'm sure you were great.
And the one thing that I remember is there was this one time, and you just kept saying, come on, Dawn Marie, you can do this. Just like connect your racket with the ball. And then this kind of like SUV went by with these adorable little, I could have sworn it was twins. Do you have twins? or two little kids.
I have two kids.
That were waving. And you were oh, those are my kids going by. They were little. They were in car seats. So that was the first time that I met you. You tried to teach me to play tennis.
How did it go?
It didn't. You were a patient and wonderful teacher. I was a terrible student. So I'm very excited about the pickleball courts.
Yes.
Because I think that I might be a pickleball player and not so much a tennis
player. Well, I think that the two go hand in hand. I think you should be just fine. I think it'll be great.
Grand reopening of the pickleball courts Saturday, May 18th, the morning of.
And so tell me about the whole rental piece.
Yes. The way that Chris Jenkins and Dan Waticha, who is our city manager, our city administrator, explain this is that it has been so popular. And so since it's so popular, we want to make sure that if you want to make sure that there's a pickleball court that is available to you, the city is putting together a rental program to make sure that you can reserve those courts. There's a discount if you are a resident versus somebody that is not a resident. We do have 8 courts that are all regulation size. We can host tournaments there. It will only be the city and the Hastings Pickleball Club that are in charge of booking those tournaments for now. And then, of course, we wanted to make sure that out of those 8 courts, there's always just some available to folks that are driving by on a nice day and say, I've got my paddles, I've got my balls, and I just want to go and play. So there will always be 4 courts that are open. You don't have to rent those. Do you play pickleball?
I don't.
I bet you'd be fantastic because I remember you as a really good tennis player. I am not a good pickleball player either. And you know, something that came up, the city has a new accounting software that they are rolling out. The most noticeable impact that Hastings residents are going to see is in their water bills. We have a new vendor. They are called BSNA. They work with local governments and municipalities just like Hastings. And basically what they do is they process the payments. Residents paid prior if you're making your water payment bill by credit card. And then there is some fluctuating fees if you're making your payment, doing a direct withdrawal from your bank account. You still, of course, can mail in your payment with no fee. And of course, the city also has different Dropbox locations where you can drop off your water payment too. But a lot of folks had questions about bills. We want to make sure that we get it right. You're going to have at least 30, 60 days. You still have to pay your bill. Of course,
no late fee will be
applied for something like that.
Dawn Marie. Berichoff.
You got
it. And we are darn excited that she stopped in today. She is the newest Hastings City Council member, and I'm so excited for you. It's going to be just great. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.